Thousands of people gathered at a vigil last night at Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill. It was in response to yesterday's mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray told the crowd, "We will not be intimidated. We will stand strong. We will stand together as a community." Mayor Murray joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me on.
What happened in Orlando could happen anywhere. What went through your mind when you woke up to this news yesterday?
Well, you know, the magnitude of this is so shocking. It's hard to know what went through my mind. It's hard to get your head around it. As a mayor, obviously, you immediately think about what do we need to do here? Is there anything more that we should be doing to prevent a possible terrorist attack in this city?
Beyond your role as Seattle mayor, how did this tragedy affect you on a personal level?
Well, you know, I guess as a young gay man growing up, coming out and seeing so many of my peers die at such a young age, I was struck because I had hoped that this new generation that can get married, that has rights, wouldn't have to live through such tragedy. And instead, I am just stunned by the fact that we are now the victims of the largest attack on our community in its history.
Yeah. What's your message to members of our LGBTQ community that are shaken up by yesterday's killing in Orlando?
Well, you know, I'm shaken up too. I mean, yeah. Yesterday I was more stunned in a state of shock as we worked very hard to provide an opportunity for people to mourn. Today I am just sick to my stomach as the magnitude of this hits me, as I'm sure people throughout the city. I think, though, we have a choice of reacting one of two ways, because it's going to get worse as we hear about these young people's stories, mostly young people. It's going to become more painful, and we're going to get more angry. So our choice is we can stay in that anger, or we can try and work through it and find a way to be hopeful, to be creative in how we move forward in this tragedy, so that someday going out to a bar is not an act of courage.
Yeah.
We have one of two choices of which way any of us can react. And it is not going to be easy as we start to learn more about those who died and those who tried to help them.
I saw the numbers of people that gathered last night. There were hundreds and hundreds of people. What do those numbers say about the people who are living here in Seattle?
There were literally thousands because they poured out of the park onto the street. What it says, again, about Seattle is our ability, and, you know, this we have our own very difficult conversations as a city, but our ability to come together, in a public place as a large crowd after someone tried to prevent other gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender people from gathering, our ability to stand up for fear, against fear. That's what it said to me. Our ability to come together, our ability not to be intimidated.
Well, the Seattle Pride Parade happens in less than 2 weeks. We'll see a lot of people gathered there. What's going to be done to make sure people are safe?
Well, as with mayors across the city, we are stepping up our security enforcement around gay and lesbian establishments. We did a similar thing, particularly around African-American churches after the shooting in Charleston and the murders there. We will have additional security at the Pride Parade this year, given the circumstances. We will open up the Emergency Operations Center to coordinate that event, as we did during the Seahawks parade. But we can do those things, but it's going to be very important for people to come out, not to be intimidated, and secondly, to, if they see something, to let the police know. If they're concerned about something, to let the police know.
I've been speaking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on.